You're listening to SBS News.
A Melbourne aged care resident and another worker have tested positive for COVID-19, forcing a number of facilities into lockdown. Health Minister Martin Foley confirmed a further 6 cases were detected past the midnight deadline, on top of the 5 already reported on Monday. Because the 6 new cases were identified after the daily cutoff, this means they will be included in Tuesday's official coronavirus numbers. Acting Victorian Premier James Molino said the state is facing a very significant challenge, with a small number of cases leading to a large number of contacts.
The number of exposure sites, the fact that it has now entered into some very high-risk settings, these are things that are very concerning to us, and that's why I wanted to be upfront with the people of Victoria. What we know of this variant is that it is more virulent than other strains of the virus. We've got a number of exposure sites, and our public health team is running neck and neck with this thing, but the next couple of days is going to be very, very critical.
The 5 cases officially recorded for Monday include a second worker at nursing home Arcare Madston, who had not received her first dose of the vaccine because she was on leave during the rollout, a resident and the son of the worker who tested positive on Sunday. The resident, a woman in her 90s, has been transferred to hospital for monitoring and has so far displayed mild symptoms. All other 75 residents and staff at the facility have tested negative to the virus. An Arcare spokesperson confirmed 53 of the facility's 76 residents had consented to receive the Pfizer vaccine and had so far received 1 dose. All workers at the facility were being offered the first or second dose on Monday. Mr. Foley says all aged care cases are worrying.
The fact that this outbreak has crept into a number of private residential aged care facilities is obviously of very great concern to the Victorian government. It's of very great concern to all Victorians and indeed to the Commonwealth government. Whilst, of course, the Commonwealth is responsible for the regulation of private residential aged care in Victoria, Victoria has sought to assist that sector wherever we possibly can.
Mr. Foley says those measures include extensive on-ground support provided from the state system to the private aged care sector. The minister also says a $450 test isolation payment is on offer, so staff members can be compensated if they have to stay home while they're feeling unwell and waiting for results. Meanwhile, the Blue Cross Western Gardens aged care facility, like Arcare Madston, has locked down residents as a precaution. Federal MP Bill Shorten, whose electorate, Maribyrnong, takes in the Arcare Madston facility, says most residents and staff were yet to receive their second dose of the vaccine.
But worryingly, both the staff member who has recorded positive and one resident, possibly two, but one resident appears to have contracted COVID, were both vaccinated in the first round. So it just emphasises to me, and I think to everyone listening, that 2 vaccinations is what we need. And when I hear the federal government saying one vaccination is somehow a goal, well, as I understand it, it's only, you know, secondhand reports from the facility, but the people who are sick actually had a vaccination. So you need 2. 1 is not enough.
There are now hundreds of locations on the state's list of exposure sites, including a soft drink factory at Thomastown, a number of bus routes in Melbourne's north, and various stores at Chadstone Shopping Centre. Meanwhile, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says over 4 million Australians have now received their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine. More than 600,000 people have come forward to be vaccinated in the past week. Minister Hunt is urging people to present for their second dose as the campaign for AstraZeneca vaccines begins this week.
Anybody who has been vaccinated, when your time comes after 12 weeks, please come forward to have that second dose. The first dose is, of course, absolutely fundamental and, as Professor Murphy and Paul Kelly have affirmed, provides the bulk of the protection. And so we want every Australian to continue to come forward at the earliest possible time.
And repatriated Australians in the Northern Territory who've been interstate hotel quarantine will now have to be retested for COVID-19 after they leave the facility. It comes amid fears the variant first detected in India could be spread by return travellers who've completed their mandatory 14-day quarantine period. The tests will be required 3 days after they leave hotel quarantine or on day 17 if they come to the territory. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.